Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
What is your order to establish how good the wings are? I'm going to order 10 before I order any more, and the way to find out if they're good is to order 10 blunt.
Medium.
Oh, the answer's hot.
Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
There's more skill involved in creating the sauce with the medium because you're combining more of the butter with the hot sauce. Used hot. I mean, they're going to throw hot sauce in there.
Jeremy White.
I think the words that were just put together.
What?
There's more skill involved in a medium?
Yes.
A medium is the 40-yard dash, and the hot is the shuttle or the three cone.
On WGR.
Real ones know.
Sports Radio 550.
So, hypothetical. You are Masters champion the following year. Well, Mr. DiBiase, what will you be serving at the Masters dinner? I would imagine chicken wings will be a part to pay tribute to, you know, your Buffalo heritage. Mm-hmm. How shall we make the wings, Mr. Champion?
I mean, I'm going to want a series of different flavors. But medium will be a staple, of course. That'll be the center of the show, the big, right down the middle, the biggest container of wings will be the medium wings.
Listen, that's right. And at your wedding, I ate like 10 medium wings, and they were very good.
Yes. So, yeah.
You know, there's a point to be made about satisfying a large group of people, at least.
Yeah. Right. You're a people person. You gotta satisfy the masses.
Imagine you win the Masters, and you get a dinner, and you make it, and everybody hates it. It's my favorite dish. I'm sorry you all don't like.
Is there a guy on tour that's just his sole goal is just to be a jerk, so he picks like the worst meal? Like, hey,
Patrick
guys,
Reed.
Liver and onions this year at Augusta. Patrick Reed would be that guy. Yeah.
Yeah,
he won the Masters. What did he do?
He did win. Oh, I don't know. Who knows? Great question.
I don't think he did that because it would probably be memorable if he did it.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. Happy Monday. It's 10 days out from the NFL draft. The Sabre season will end this week. The Masters, of course, we had that this weekend as well. And, you know, we're hanging out. We're talking with Sal at 7 o'clock this morning. We have entered phase one of NFL offseason workouts. You know, where they're allowed to do stump
phase
stuff.
Phase one.
Yeah, phase one.
Are they allowed to lift weights in phase one? Are they allowed to, the footballs are not allowed yet, right?
It's funny you say that. Footballs are allowed. The funniest thing, here's the thing I want you to take with you today. If anybody talks about, like, yeah, the Bills are back doing, like, voluntary workouts, right? Yes. The rules include that defensive players may not catch balls. Period. Regardless of who is throwing them, if you play defense, you cannot catch the football.
Hmm. So if, you know, I just walk by with a football and I'm just like, hey, Christian Benford,
heads
catch.
Up.
And he's got to duck or he's got to, like, jump out of the way.
Knock it down.
He catches it, boom, fine.
Now's the time of year for your knock-it-down drills. Knock it down!
So dumb.
You cannot catch the football as a defensive player. I found this at the
dumb.
NFLPA's website. Yep. May not catch the ball.
What is the purpose of this? Why do they have these silly rules? Sal will tell us.
You know,
There's probably good reasons.
So it doesn't bleed over into practice, so you have an off-season.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll get into it with Sal. Others, you know, you decide which rule is the silliest. The first is quarterbacks can throw to receivers, but they can't be covered. Okay, fine. You know.
Okay.
That's fine. Sure. Defensive players cannot catch balls.
Yep.
Kickers and punters can kick, but players cannot field the ball.
Okay. There can't be someone there to go. A player can't catch it.
That's right.
Get a trainer like to go under
players
and throw it back.
Cannot catch kicks or punts.
Yeah.
Snappers, long snappers, cannot be involved in that process either.
Okay.
Of all the tandems that the NFLPA and the NFL break up, kickers and punters can kick, but they cannot have long snappers snap them the ball. So what do long snappers do? Long snappers can snap, but it must be into a net.
Wait a minute. So, hold on. We are not allowing the long snappers to snap to kickers and punters, but the long snapper can snap 3 feet to the right into a net?
Correct.
They're all completing the same action,
yeah,
the same amount of times. What, it can't just, we can't save space? Okay, sure, PA.
I just want justice for Reed Ferguson. Poor Reed Ferguson can't even hang out with his friends.
Right.
Just snapping it into a net, and right next to him, the holders and the kickers are doing their thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what goes on today is phase one, a two-week phase one. And phase two is not that much different. I think the only difference between phase one and phase two is that more coaches can show up and do things because coaches can't be on the field for any of this as well.
None of the coaches can be on the field?
Only strength and conditioning coaches.
Okay.
And maybe positional coaches.
They basically just don't want it to be a real football practice.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's very, very voluntary.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this might be one of those things where if you are, let's say you're a defensive back and you want to work out for the season. You're Christian Benford.
Yeah.
You can come to town and work out and not intercept any passes.
Yeah.
Or you could work out with a series of friends where you are allowed to catch passes.
Which is what I think a lot of players do these days anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, you might.
I don't know about defensive players showing up, but how many times do you see, hey, this quarterback got all his receivers together at some ranch in Arizona, and they're running routes, and they're throwing together.
Yeah.
You actually see that often, I think, with guys that are not even on the same team. Like Dak Prescott, whenever I see him on like social media throwing together, like it's not to his teammates. I mean, Lamb is usually there, but it's like, hey, here's here's Prescott throwing to DK Metcalf. Just, okay, they all get together.
Yep.
They all work out together.
10 days till the draft, so it'll be a busy week. We've got news on some more visits from the Bills. Lai Tulatu, a defensive end, that is often pegged to go a little higher than their pick.
Yep.
So I feel like he might be a trade-up candidate. Maybe, maybe not. He could go to 28. I see a lot of Rams mock drafts for Lai Tulatu, and he's at 19. The Rams were 19.
Okay.
There are a couple different like names and team where you see them together all the time,
mm-hmm,
like Caleb Williams and the Bears.
I see Brock Bowers and the Jets a lot.
Yeah. Joe Alt and the Titans all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Latu and the Rams might be one that's very, very high on that list, at least for me, where, you know, as I'm looking at mock drafts.
His NFL comparison by Lance Zierlein, NFL.com, is T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
It's pretty good because a couple things. Like, he wins all the time. And I was watching Brock Huber talk about him as a ninja, a 6'5" ninja. He's just quick and fast. Anyway, he wins all the time, but he's an edge rusher that's not expected to go like third or fifth.
Right.
He's really expected to drift into the mid-teens, late teens, maybe even in the 20s. So another visit for the Bills, added to the list. They get 30, and we're up to all receivers, one running back, one defensive end.
I did see Ryan Talbot had a little bit more of a complete list than I was working off of last week. So there might be a couple more.
I think I saw another.
Than the receiver. There might be a corner.
There is a corner.
There's a corner.
Andrew something. You're right. I saw another corner in there as well.
They're also, I've discovered the difference between a top 30 visit and also a private workout, which I guess are two different things. So for instance, Troy Franklin. I'm just reading Ryan Talbot's piece at NewYorkUpstate.com, like his tracker of this.
Yeah, he tracks this every year.
Yeah. He's got Troy Franklin listed under private workout. He also has Troy Franklin listed under a top 30 visit. But there's a defensive tackle on here now for top 30 visit. Latu, as you mentioned, is on here now. There is a defensive back from Kentucky and then another corner and one offensive tackle. And the rest look like they're receivers, and then the old running back that we talked about, Trey Benson, are all on this list. So they're doing a little bit at different positions, but receiver is still easily the position they've brought in the most of for visits, at least. Worthy, Flournoy, Franklin, Keon Coleman is another one. So
we're going to talk about him today.
Keon Coleman.
A little bit of a buzz around him and arguing about him.
Uh-huh.
So we can do that. We'll talk to Sal. We'll do a bunch of stuff.
They also had a local pro day, according to Ryan, for Paul Woods, a receiver from Hampton. Don't think he's an option at 28.
Listen, we are.
Personally.
We are.
Be a little bit of a reach, they would say.
2 weeks away from Hampton getting drafted in the seventh round and having to talk about him. Like, I'll tell you, this guy might offer something.
His name's not Hampton. He went to Hampton.
Oh, sorry.
He went to Hampton.
It's not Paul Hampton?
No,
his name's Paul Hampton.
It's Paul Woods.
Okay, Paul Woods.
Paul Woods, who went to Hampton.
We'll call him Paul Trees.
Paulie Trees?
Robert Woods. Yeah, Paulie Trees. Anyway, so yeah, plenty to get to. The Masters. Want to start there? I mean,
sure.
Did you watch a lot of it this weekend? Did you play some golf? Did you get the golf bug? Because the Masters tends to do that to people.
Yep. I did get to the simulator at least once this weekend.
And the weather cooperated. It looked like yesterday was a good enough day to get out there, walk around a little bit if you could find a course. 60s for basically the entire week.
Yeah. We're getting rain, though, later in the week.
Yeah, and when I say 60s, I mean right at 60 or 61 for the next 5 days. But that's good, right?
Yeah.
A little more springy, so that's good news.
It was windy this weekend.
Yeah.
Not just at Augusta, but also here, if you were going. Which, you know, I hope that created like a air-drying process for your course. I passed one course where I saw people just about to go out on it, and then I passed the next, like the fairway right off the clubhouse, and there's just standing water right in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
So it's probably really wet, I'm guessing, if anyone went out.
Cart path stuff, and yeah, be aware of standing water.
Yeah. I saw most of yesterday and then a little bit along the way in the previous days. I kind of missed all of Tiger's, can I call it a collapse, on Saturday and Sunday.
It was pretty tough to watch.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm kind of glad that by the time I got to the Masters each of the last 2 days, like, he was already wrapped up. So I didn't see him go, what did he end up at, 16 over? 15 over?
Yeah.
Like, he really fell apart at the end.
There was a moment watching, he finished, plus 16 total.
Plus 16.
Plus 5 on his final round.
He shot he posted an 80 somewhere.
Yes, he did.
Maybe that was Saturday in 82 or something.
It did not go well.
Yeah.
He shot an 82 in the third round.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, 80s for these guys is just the ultimate embarrassment to shoot in the 80s.
Yeah.
You put that 8 on the card, it's tough.
I think I saw Brian Harman shot an 87.
Yeah.
And a 47 on the back on Friday.
Yep.
So maybe a few people I saw putting some 80s up, but yeah, that's PGA Tour, you put an 80 up, like your head's in your, you know, you've got your hand over your eyes when you're walking into the clubhouse, probably, because you don't want people to see.
Credit to Tiger for not withdrawing and finishing.
Yeah.
He probably wants to prove the point, or maybe to himself, whatever, that he can play a full 72 holes over the course of a full weekend. There was one point where I saw him getting driven away on a golf cart and thought it was a withdrawal, but it was just driving back to the tee because his shot had gone, you know, too unplayable, or they couldn't find it or whatever. So back to the tee to hit again. And yeah, it was tough. There was another moment where he tries to chip up onto a green. It rolls all the way back to his feet. One of those moments that, you know, people like you and I are just like, why do we play this game? This is really tough. Morikawa.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Lost it when he hit a bunker shot that didn't get out of the bunker.
That one shot
is a tough one.
Ruined my day as a bettor for the Masters. He missed it by... is that one of those where if it landed 6 inches further ahead, it would have rolled right to the hole?
Maybe less than 6 inches, yes.
Great. Yeah.
And with the winner, Scottie Scheffler, there's a question. There's an obvious question that comes with Scheffler and his level of consistency and dominance. Like, he's the best player, and it's not particularly close right now.
Mm-hmm.
He wins all the time. Sure, the tour is not quite what it was, with a lot of the talent having left for LIV. So maybe winning as often as he does is looked at differently. But anyway, like, one of the majors, it's his second Masters jacket.
Everyone's at the Masters.
Yep, everyone's there that matters.
Except for Taylor Gooch who claims that there's an asterisk when he's not there.
Right. Yeah. But with Scheffler, I was thinking about him because, you know, down the stretch on Sunday, as he is just, again and again, any doubt that he might bring this thing back close, he's going to knock it to 3 inches. And roll a ball back with such precision that it looks like he's playing the video game where you can change the ball's spin in the air. You know, I don't understand how Scheffler could be so good. But he is, of course. And, you know, whether it's... Last week you asked, like, what are the chances we ever see somebody like Tiger Woods again? The answer is not very good. And
right.
Scheffler is not close to that. But there's a part where you get to, well, if he gets to be in the conversation... where he's so dominant. This Masters tournament for him, from a gambling sense, kind of felt like Scheffler versus the field.
Yeah, it did.
And to start the tournament, Scheffler's number to win it was not very high. And it was almost like, I would imagine a lot of people did this, you didn't want to bet Scheffler because there wasn't any value.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just wins.
Right.
So, of course, it was the best value. And again, not to make a gambling point, but there was a point where, long before the gambling conversation became so normal in the numbers and the lines, there was a point during Tiger's dominance where it was Tiger Woods versus the field. And you could take everybody else or you could take Tiger.
I saw he went on like a 14-year streak of being the favorite at the Masters or something along those lines.
Yeah. And there were tournaments where even money, the field. What do you do?
Yeah.
That's tough. And man, with Scheffler, it's getting close to that.
He was that going into yesterday.
The only
what was
chance,
he one up
he was
yesterday?
One up on Morikawa.
Okay. And
like two up on Homa maybe.
And he was like even money.
Yep.
To win yesterday.
He might as well be even money to start on Thursday. He's that good. He was what? One stroke off the lead on Thursday.
Yep.
To DeChambeau. Had the lead by Friday. Had one double bogey where it looked like other golfers got a chance and nobody got close once he got back on top. And just cruises. You had guys like Nikolai Højgaard had the lead for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, look, here's Morikawa and Lee. Oh, not anymore. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else just falters, and there's Scheffler to win. And I've asked this question of a couple of golf instructors. Like, does Scheffler's swing style, are people starting to try to do that?
With his feet, like moving all over the place and whatnot?
It's Happy Gilmore-esque in a way, in that it's so... unfundamental. It's changing the way people kind of look at that. So, yeah.
It's like he literally swings out of his shoes.
Should I try that?
Like, you watch, they showed yesterday on the broadcast the slow motion of his feet on a drive, and his left ankle, you would think, would break, given, like, how much it flexes. Like, he's literally on the side of his left foot, and that is holding up his entire weight. So, I don't even know how you would replicate that, right? Like, I guess it's just the mantra of, let me just swing out of my shoes to hell with the footwork. If everything above that is working, then I'm good.
Yeah.
He also, by the way, we've spoken on this, how he was a horrible putter last year, like one of the worst on the tour, which prevented him from winning a lot. He apparently switched to a mallet putter and has been putting a lot better as of late, so look out. The whole sport might be in trouble if he's learned how to putt.
Yep.
It's legitimately Happy learned how to putt. Uh-oh.
He was dominant. He was.
Is he interesting?
That's the thing.
Does it matter even? But is he interesting?
He's you don't see as much. Like, thinking back to when Tiger was dominant, what did Tiger look like? Tiger looked and played like, whether you want to say he was like an assassin out there yeah. or you know, the fist pumps on big putts.
Oh, it was intense.
Yes, yes.
He was intense.
And Scheffler is stoic. He's not. Yeah. He's not intense.
No.
He's clearly great, but he's not intense. And he hits one of those shots. I don't know which one it was down the back stretch on the back nine that, you know, hits it to the back of the green, turns it, rolls it to a tap in for birdie to basically end the tournament. And what's the look on his face? He's kind of like, ho hum, walking up the
right,
fairway.
Right.
Check my phone to see if my wife's calling to tell me I'm having a baby.
Right. Like, yeah.
He had a lot going on yesterday. And for a guy that had a lot going on, you know, by the end of it, he shows emotion. But up until then, you just don't get it at all. And
no.
That's very, very different from Tiger. So, yeah, the difference is they're interesting to note, and it's another green jacket for Scotty Scheffler, where a bunch of guys that you would, I don't know if you're rooting for anybody along the way, if you're rooting for Morikawa, if you're out there rooting for Rory that never made it interesting. Jim Nance made a point on the broadcast, and I wondered why he did this. A very, whatever, if it's subtle or throwaway shot, he said, I do believe the five top names on the leaderboard are all members of the PGA Tour. He just said that.
Did he?
Yeah. And there was no one, none of the...
Bryson wasn't in the top five at
nope.
that point?
At that point, the top five were all PGA Tour players. He said that, few seconds of silence, and then on to some other hole. There was no discussion of it. Mm. He just said it. What's that worth to you? What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't know.
Did he want to make a point? You know, is Jim Nance furious at the LIV guys, but doesn't really say that kind of thing.
He's done that before, hasn't he? Where he's taken like a subtle shot.
Maybe.
It sounds familiar to me that he would have done that something like that before. DeChambeau was in the turn. Like,
for
he
most
was,
of it.
Yeah, he was around for most of it. He was still being shown late on Sunday. But he was never, at what point was he out of contention? Like Saturday afternoon? It felt like he was out of it. Well, actually, he makes that hole out in 18 on Saturday from like 110 yards away, and then maybe he's like, okay, he could go on a run on Sunday. But no, I mean, Scheffler being on the PGA Tour and being dominant like this, I mean, you can imagine if he was on LIV winning majors like this, just in a dominant fashion.
Yeah.
Like, it's maybe very important that he's one of the guys they didn't poach away. Because if the world's best golfer was not on the PGA Tour, then that probably would be very harmful to the PGA Tour. He wins the same tournaments, by the way.
He does.
Just four. He's won five tournaments, but he has nine wins.
Yeah.
He's won the Masters twice, the Players twice, the Arnold Palmer twice, and the Phoenix Open twice.
He wins in May. He wins in April and May.
Yeah, I looked it up. That was the latest he's ever won in a calendar year yesterday, April 14th. So
that's interesting.
I think it's just weird. I would almost think it's a coincidence. Like, is there something about his game where he's a hot start every year and then tail? I would bet that that's more of a coincidence than something like, oh, he's flawed. He can't win the U.S. Open because of this and this.
Right.
Like, he's going to be the favorite at the U.S. Open.
803-0550, our phone number if you want to throw a thought our way. 1-888-550-2550. The Sabres lost over the weekend. They fall to Florida. They lost in overtime, though, something that they are viewing as
on just a brutal Cousins giveaway in his own end.
Yeah.
Brutal. And then Reinhardt scores, what was it? It's like 80th of the year to win it. How many has he got? He's in the 50s somewhere.
55, I think.
Okay.
I once
they
said
finish up tonight.
They do. They finish Tampa tonight. Is to close the season, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, all right. That's fine. I was thinking back to something I said about, maybe we'll save it because, you know, we're coming up against the break. I once made a promise about overtime in the NHL and turnovers and never getting mad at a turnover in overtime because the entire format is designed to, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Go get crazy. It's 3-on-3, man. Throw a puck to the middle. Who cares?
Yeah. Did you see this one, though?
I did.
I mean, what's...
It's bad.
This was not like a, guys open on a breakaway. Let me try this pass. Like, this was, you just turned your head and went, there's nothing here, and then you just lost it.
Yeah.
Like, this was not a turnover with, you know, he was trying something. It was just kind of fumbled it away.
It caps what you would call a bad season for Cousins. What's the adjective? How big? Bad, terrible, disappointing, frustrating.
Could anyone have imagined it going worse for him? Is he not the most disappointing player on the team this season? Tage figured it out a little bit at the end, right? And there was injury stuff.
Right, 44 points for Cousins.
44 points. And how many goals? Like that, it got,
16.
They got cut in half, basically.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, he doesn't look he doesn't look right out there or dangerous, so I'd want to go beyond bad.
Yeah.
What his expectations were and what his contract is now, he's paid to be a top six center on this team, and he did not look anything like a top six center this season, I don't think.
803-0550, our number. Lots of news in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk, drama is back. An update on T. Higgins. He told people what he expects this year for him, as he's been franchise tagged by the Bengals, and he's also asked for a trade. So we'll check in on those. The front page of ProFootballTalk.com, I screenshotted it last night because there were like nine headlines that are ridiculous, including Tom Brady returning to the NFL. Yeah, I know. It's nuts. There's plenty going on, and we'll get to all of it. We'll talk with Sal at 7 o'clock. We haven't had him on since he left for Australia. So he's back. We start phase one of offseason workouts for the Bills. Remember, defensive players, do not catch the ball, or else there's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
they bring in official.
Goodell will swoop down on a chandelier.
Are they watching cameras to make sure that the Taylor rap doesn't accidentally catch a ball? Is it only on the field, not on the sidelines? Can they play catch? Anyway, all that's coming up. 803-0550 to join us. Happy Monday. Temps about high about 60, 62 today, so that's cool. Welcome to spring, and the countdown continues. 10 days to the draft. Bills have a defensive end in for a visit. Something we'll, of course, discuss as we roll through. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.